As we mentioned, most opinion polls predict that Narendra Modi's BJP will emerge the winner in India. That's despite the controversy that continues to hang over Modi about his alleged involvement in the deadly 2002 riots that pitted Hindus against Muslims in his home state of Gujarat. Modi was and still is the state's chief minister. Zahir John Mohammed is a Muslim writer based in Gujarat's largest city, Ahmedabad. I spoke with him earlier today, catching him in his apartment during the evening call to prayer. He says, contrary to what we've heard, Modi's win is not a slam dunk.
This election is really about the economy. Under the current Congress Party, which rules India's government, the economy has been slumping, and many who support Modi see him as a way to resurrect India's economy. Now, I think the real question is, what will happen to India's institutions? Already we've seen the courts and the press be a little bit reticent to criticize Modi, because Modi is a strong man candidate. He's the candidate who famously boasted about his 56-inch chest size. And there's a large number of people in India who want a strong man to lead India. And they believe that's what will make India a successful, powerful economy like China.
I mean, Modi has been trumpeting the economic miracle in Gujarat, which, of course, was torn up by violence in 2002. Do Muslims in India look at that and think, that could happen with the rest of us Muslims in India?
Well, I think that, there is absolutely economic progress in Gujarat, and Modi does deserve credit for some of that. But what's oftentimes forgotten is Gujarat has always been a prosperous state. So, for example, if you look at Gujarat's Muslims, Modi loves to brag about Gujarat Muslims have higher rates of literacy and employment than other parts of India. But that's always been the case. Now, I think the real challenge is that, can Modi spread this economic prosperity throughout India? I don't see that really happening, because if you look at the growth in Gujarat, it's largely benefited the elites. And there are a lot of development projects. So, for example, the development of a riverfront promenade has led to the displacement of tens of thousands of people. And these are Hindus, mind you. They're not Muslims. So Modi has pursued development, but it's also come at a high cost. But I think that for India's middle class, which is largely the one supporting Modi, they see it as, okay, if we elect Modi, he'll be a strongman candidate. We'll all have iPhones and we'll all have highways.
The other thing that's interesting is that this has been a pretty divisive election campaign. I mean, despite the numbers of candidates, basically boiled down to kind of a binary campaign in the American style, Modi versus Rahul Gandhi. How does that really differ from past elections?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, in previous elections have really been about the Congress Party. So India has been independent for 67 years, and of that, 49 has been governed by the Congress Party. And the election has always been either pro or anti-Congress. This is really about a pro and an anti-Modi election. And I should add, there's a third candidate named Arvind Kejriwal, who's really come up out of nowhere, who's fighting on the issue of anti-corruption.
Have the media in India also kind of followed this pattern? Because a binary choice often tends to stifle other opinions.
Yeah, I think they have. But I think the one thing that's kind of chilling about this election is, up until the last week, he hasn't really subjected himself to any interviews. And he backed out of a Facebook event because he couldn't screen the questions. And the media has really sort of touched him with soft gloves. He hasn't really been grilled on the 2002 riots, for example. People are sort of holding their breath right now. And one thing that I'm very worried about is free speech in India. What will happen? I mean, there are a lot of great books about Modi that were supposed to be published before the election, but have been delayed until after. And that's a very sort of chilling sign of the times that we live in India.
Could this election have actually intensified the Hindu-Muslim divisions in India? And if so, what happens next? How do you heal that?
Yeah, absolutely. I live in this Muslim ghetto, and the street that markates where I live in the Hindu area is known as the border. So supposing Modi loses spectacularly on Friday, these divisions will still exist. And I think this election has even widened the gulf, because what's really happened is, for a lot of Muslims, they look in disbelief at the fact that so many Indians across the country are willing to forgive Modi for what happened in 2002. And they sort of shake their head and think, well, what is our place in Indian society if Narendra Modi becomes prime minister?
Writer Zahir John Mohammed speaking with us from the city of Ahmedabad in Gujarat, India. Thanks very much for your time.
Thank you. Appreciate it.